We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Lance Weave, the head coach and GM of the Fairview Flyers of the NWHL. Kind of a tough season for the Flyers in Fairview, a record of 3-35-4 in last place in the league, missing the playoffs. I guess I wanted to kind of start by kind of saying kind of what all sort of seemed to happen for you guys this season. Seemed whenever I checked the scores around the league, you guys were at the end of some tough games. What all kind of happened to you guys this year?
Well, I mean, we knew going in that we were going to have a little bit of a rebuild year, bringing in a dozen new players this season. Kind of you gotta come together quickly and get everybody up to speed on the style of game you want to play, and we just seemed to have minutes of our games where we couldn't put everything together and we'd fall behind and just weren't able to dig out a hole. So it was a learning year for a lot of guys, and we just got to focus on what we've made for improvements and look at having a stronger next season.
As you mentioned, certainly a bit of a tougher season in Fairview this year, but what kind of, were there any kind of sort of positives you were able to sort of take out of the season?
Absolutely. We set a goal for ourselves that, we wanted to, try and be more effective defensively, work on our defensive zone coverage and whatnot. It was a learning process for a lot of guys. We tended just to have those breakdowns where we couldn't calm things down. And when we made mistakes, pucks ended up in our net. So as the year went on, we got better at it. The later part of the season was disheartening when we got to a point where we found out, we weren't going to make the playoff run. So that kind of took the energy and the sails out of guys. And, we didn't make a whole lot of improvement in the later part of the year, but there were improvements throughout all. And, that's what we were looking for this season.
Certainly one thing that kind of stuck out to me in some of the games I watched for you this year is, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of kind of younger players coming up and kind of making a name for themselves. What would you say were some of the big, I guess, standouts from some of those younger guys you had there this year?
Well, we really got to see, a few of the guys. I guess Cole Nicholson from last season, he saw a lot more playing time this year and was, saw some different ice time where, he had to be held accountable for some different situations that he hadn't played for us before. Another one was Kelton Johnson as well, that came along quite well for us this season. And one of our injured players, actually, that defenseman, Chandler Burback from Spirit River there, he was good for us early on. And then ended up with a shoulder injury that knocked him out for the season. So, that didn't help us for sure. So, yeah, those were three guys that are notable for sure.
I know we kind of a bit of a long off season to kind of go through here. What's kind of some of the things you're going to look to get for in getting ready for next season here?
Well, the really good part of it is that we have 22 or 23 available players that can come back and play for us next season. We obviously are going to be missing three overage guys only this year. So we have to fill those spots. Just look at guys that are moving on to different things possibly and whatnot. We have 6 2002 born players, so we can only bring 4 of those back, so there'll be a couple extra spots there, but we're looking good and have to fill half dozen maybe spots or a little more and just look for the right kind of players.
Well, certainly hoping that you can get kind of things a little more on track next season. Lance Weave, head coach and GM of the Fairview Flyers, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.